The fifth aliyah of Parshas Bo begins with the instructions regarding Korban Pesach. Vayikra Moshe l'chol ziknei Yisrael v'yomer aleihem mishchu ukchu lachem tzon l'mishpachoseichem v'shachatu ha-pasach. And here, the language of l'chol ziknei Yisrael, the instruction to the elders of the Jewish people, the Mechilta notes this is an example of giving kavod to the zakenim, and the Torah Tamima suggests that it's because he wasn't talking to them, clearly, only, and it must be he was talking to everyone, but the Torah identifies specifically the ziknei Yisrael. Others understand it differently, but that's one possible understanding of how the Mechilta gets this message from here. Mechilta also quotes Rabbi Yossi Haglili as saying that the idea of mishchu kchu, representing a withdrawal of a type, this is to symbolize a withdrawal from Avodah Zarah. The Torah Tamima suggests that this is comparable to the view of the Rambam, that, as he writes in the Mar Nevuchim, that the purpose of Korbanos was to move the Jews away from Avodah Zarah by taking the same kind of practice that the other religions used for idolatry and transferring it over to Avodah Hashem. Others disagree very significantly, such as the Ramban, but this seems to perhaps be parallel to that idea, as the Torah Tamima understands. The commentary of Shamshon Fal Hirsch understands the terminology differently. He sees it as conveying that the animal should be withdrawn from all of its past and potential designations, and it should be sanctified and designated specifically for the Korban Pesach. And that's what Mechilta also comments regarding this language of Ishachatu HaPasach, that the Korban should be specifically L'shem Pesach. And this indeed is a concept we find that the requirement of L'shma is more intense when it comes to Korban Pesach than by other Korbanos. By other Korbanos, for the most part, the rule is that if we're lacking in intent L'shma, the Korban is valid on some level, even though it doesn't accomplish everything it's meant to accomplish. The first Mishnah in Zvachim says it's valid, but it's not Olu L'bayelun L'shem Chova. It doesn't accomplish a full kapara for the obligation of the one bringing the Korban. But when it comes to a Korban Pesach, if the intent l'shma is not there, the Korban is not good at all. It is a machlokis whether the concept of stama l'shma, that we assume that there's l'shma without other indications otherwise, whether that applies to Korban Pesach. That was a debate among the Achronim. But if there is clearly no kavana l'shma, so then the Korban Pesach is no good. And the Achronim explain, the Dvar Yoshua and others, that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, it's more than simply a notion of l'shma in order to accomplish all of its goals, but that the identity of the Korban is described by its purpose for the Korban Pesach and defined by that end. And in the case of other Korbanos, the names are simply descriptive. Names such as Ola and Shlamim describe how the Korban is brought. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, the entire purpose is that it should be Zecher LePesach. And therefore, if it doesn't have that intent, it is completely missing what it is meant to accomplish. In the next Pasuk, Chaf Beis, we find many more details than we find earlier in Pasuk Zayin, and Shem Shnufal Hirsch suggests that this is an example of Tarsh Baal Peh, that there is more detail than is necessarily given in the written text, and that's reflected by this difference. The language here in the end of the Pasuk of Lo Seitzu Eish Mipesach Beiso Ad Boker, that no one is supposed to leave their residence until the morning, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, as Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, that this is because there was the risk that here the Jews who had been slaves on the cusp of freedom may take this opportunity to simply lose all control and run riot against their former enslavers. And therefore, in order to make sure that that doesn't happen and that they don't give in to that instinct, they're told that they're not even allowed to leave their places of residence. And in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, we find the language of Ushmartem es hadavar hazeh l'chok lecha ulevanecha ad olam. There's an interesting change in language. It starts off plural Ushmartem and then switches lecha, singular. And Rav Hirsch suggests that that's meant to reflect the fact that it's not enough to have the Torah only in private life or only in public life. There needs to be both, and therefore the Pasuk at this crucial moment in describing Avodas Hashem reflects both usages. And in Pasuk Chavav, we find the famous Sheila of the wicked son of the Rasha, Bahaya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem ma havoda hazos lochem. So here, this question is supposed to reflect the wickedness of the Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, what's so bad about it? The Meshech Chachma suggests that the fact that it starts off Ki Yomru Aleichem B'neichem, that it's not really a language of a question, it's more of a rhetorical question. And the suggestion is that he's really not even asking, he's not interested. The Mechilta has the more well-known interpretation that the emphasis is on Lachem, that he's asking, what is this to you, that he's not identifying with the Jewish people at all. And the response that he gets in the next pasuk of Yamartem Zebach Pesachu LaHashem Asher Pasach Alpativ Yisrael B'Mitzrayim B'Nokfu Es Mitzrayim V'Yaspatenu Hitzil V'Yikod Ha'om V'Yishtachavu, that this next language is seemingly not really an answer. And perhaps, as the first suggests, he doesn't actually get an answer, and it's not really possible to answer him based on the way he's asking, but rather we indicate that we are going to proceed with this because it is the practical mitzvos, the mitzvos maisios, that have kept us going through all the generations, and that will continue to keep us going despite all of the challenges that will be thrown at us. And the next pasuk concludes this brief aliyah with the language Vayechu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe V'Aaron Kenasu. And they go and they do. And here the language of Vayechu Vayasu is one of the sources for the idea of Schar Halicha, that there is reward that is accorded also to the traveling towards a mitzvah. And Rav Shem Shnofel Hirsch suggests also that there is a reference here as well to the power of the oral tradition, just as we saw earlier, because the Aliyah began talking about the Zakenim, and apparently the instruction was only to the Zakenim explicitly. This is different than the understanding we mentioned from the Torah Tamima. And nonetheless, despite the fact that it was given specifically to the Zakenim, we saw that everyone did it because there was a oral transmission. And this is one more indication of the power of that crucial aspect of the transmission of Torah.